episode number 278. Happy Camaro New Year.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for a brand new year for the Camaro C28.com podcast.
Oh, everybody's wondering what the hell is Jason laughing at now.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And you're rocking out.
I'm rocking out to the intro music.
Yeah.
Pretending like it's the first time I heard it, and then Chris whips out the camera, takes a picture of me rocking out, which I'm sure he's going to post.
Of course.
Of course. I don't even look the same. I shaved my beard and got a haircut.
I'll post it on Facebook.
I'm sure you will. Oh, man. So, hey, everybody, Happy New Year, huh?
Yeah. It's another year. Welcome 2011.
It was 1-1-1-1.
Yesterday it was. Yeah.
Now it's 1-2-1-1.
Yeah.
What'll tomorrow be?
1-3-1-1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and what a year it's been. The official 2010 year to coincide with the previous year's release of the 2010 Camaro.
Oh, it was a hell of a year.
Yes, yes, indeed it was. And we're going to talk about it. Probably going to start the show off with that, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Last episode, we talked about the year in review for, you know, like news bits on the website. This episode, we're going to start off with the year in review on the podcast, because that was more frequent. Yeah. And
so we
fun.
Had, what, like 52 episodes that year? or more. Do we have any bonus episodes last year?
No, we used to do bonus episodes, but now that was because we had to fill space. Now, because the Camaro's out and we got so much to talk about, we don't have any space to fill. In fact, we're short on space. I mean, these episodes, they used to be, what, 12 to 15 minutes?
Yeah.
And now they're 30 minutes.
30 to 35 minutes.
And that's what people wanted, yeah. I guess. Yeah. We do have the long ongoing survey.
We do.
That you set up, that, you know, if what do you guys think? Is our going into the new year, are our episodes too short, too long?
If you look at the results from our survey, that's the thing that everybody wants is longer episodes.
I only have so many hours in a day, folks. Come on.
Yeah, sometimes we're stretching here to fill 30 minutes.
Well, either that or we're smashing it in, and you can tell when we run out of time at the end.
Smashing it in.
I speed up the pace about 1.5%. So.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. Well, let's do a quick rundown here. I've got the podcast forum
oh, okay,
up
cool.
with all the releases. And of course, at podcast number 226, it's called It's 2010.
Go figure.
And then 227 is 4 years ago now. I don't even know what that means.
4 years ago. That was 4 years from the introduction of the Camaro concept at North American International Auto Show.
Camaro 228. Camaro makes competitors green with envy. I got to think that's about the Synergy green.
Oh, yeah.
And then just quickly kind of working through it, Camaro versus Mustang, price wars, winter Camaro blues. And yeah, that was in February. So yeah where it's, you know,
stretching for
Camaro design, a world winner. Yeah. The order's still coming in, or the award's still coming in, rather. And then, of course, one of many, Camaro Z28 spy shot, maybe, maybe not. the disciples coming back to Detroit. One episode was just tons of listener voicemails. 3710 is the release of episode 235. It was called 100,000, which is obviously a sales number.
Yeah.
315, we did springtime car care tips. And then
can't wait till that.
323, we did cars are out of storage. We later talked about aftermarket for the 2010 Camaro. And then we talk about the 2011 machines that are being built right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then in episode 241, we talked about the 2011 Camaro convertible, which is going to start production any time now.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Calm before the storm, changes for 2012, possibly, which now we're going to be talking about later on in this episode.
Right.
And that was in May of 2010. Also in May, the Camaro wins World Design Award. Then we talked about summer Camaro car shows. We got the big BBOMG event coming up, which is the Oshawa meet and greet, buyers and builders, which is not to be missed. And then, of course, going into the summer, we did the Camaro Show and Shine tips. Then we did actually two episodes. We had so many of them. We talked about how Chevy couldn't build enough Camaros. We have convertible details. Happy Father's Day to Camaro owners. and then there in what looks like late June, we talked about the Z28 again. Then we talked about the Camaro Superfest 2010. Great show. We had a 4th of July episode, and then we talked about Camaro Now magazine, which I haven't heard much about, I'm sorry to say, other than the first episode. Tragic. More awards for the Camaro in September. We had an episode. Chris, 255 was game style blown guilty.
Yes.
What was... Each word represented something. I just don't remember what.
Game... It was a game. Oh, God. I can't remember.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 255. Load it up and tell us what it is.
255.
Let's see here. Going forward, you know, the disciples met again, talked about a few things.
And Woodward.
We had our five-year episode.
Oh, God.
Episode number 260. 261 was the Camaro back on top in sales figures, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. Looked like August or September, we talked about the American Pride Camaro, which is, you can check it out in its entirety in our YouTube channel, which we'll also talk about in a little bit. And then it starts getting sad. Episode 263, Summer is Winding Down. Episode 264 is the always controversial, it's happy hour for auto workers. Yeah. And we should have retitled that happy hour for certain auto workers, because we touched a nerve with some of our brethren that we really didn't mean to. Yeah. Hot 2011 Camaro news, Camaro convertible news, and then the following episode, even more Camaro convertible news. Following that, the return of Camaro storage tips, then gearing up for SEMA. Episode 269, we talked about the new version of Camaro Z28.com, which we're also going to be talking about later in this episode.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Camaro convertible spotted in L.A., unveiled in L.A. Then we had a killer interview, episode 273 with Camaro Scotty. Right after that, we released the app, which is in continual development.
Yep.
The Camaro Z28.com app. Camaro in the snow, Camaro stats, Camaro holiday glee, and here we are, happy Camaro New Year. I just covered 1 year of podcasts.
In like 6 minutes and 55 seconds.
It took that long? Ate up half the show. So anyway, we thank you for listening. If you've heard all of those episodes and you know exactly what they are, we thank you so much for listening. And if not, they're always available for download, right, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. You can head over, you know, to our forum, and there's three options there. You can head over to iTunes, subscribe in iTunes, or we have the app that we developed, and you can load that up on your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. And we're also available in Stitcher Radio. So you can download that app for your iPhone, Android, Windows, BlackBerry.
100% free on all
100%
accounts.
100% free, yeah.
Yep. So we bring it to you.
Yes.
You. So call in and tell us what you think of it. We'll get to that in a little bit as well. Yeah. We got to move on. So we talked about the BBOMG event. We wanted to make sure that everybody understood what BBOMG is. And it's the Buyers and Builders...
Meet and greet.
Oshawa meet and greet.
Right.
Yes, which is really exactly that. It's the buyers, you know, you, us.
Us Camaro owners.
Us Camaro freaks. Getting to meet the builders, the guys that, and the men and women of General Motors that turn the wrenches, run the articulating arms, the presses.
Yep. Build your cars.
With pride. Yep. And that's the cool part, is that you get to meet these folks, you get to see them build the cars this year. Because there's a plant tour.
Right.
Never before has that happened. And you get to see the pride that actually goes into this, and you'll be stunned. I guarantee it. We actually have the official BBOMG forum. It's kind of quiet right now because details are still being finalized, mm-hmm. but by all means, you got to pay attention to it. This is going to be one gigantic, massive event, biggest Camaro event of the year.
Right.
Or maybe even in history. I'm thinking it is.
Yeah.
So stay tuned to that.
June 10th through the 12th, I believe, is the dates for the event.
Yeah, and our good buddy Camaro Scotty has a large hand in that, so he's almost a legend in and of himself. Right, Scotty? We know you're listening. All right, we talked about the changes for the website and the community. We released a new version of the Camaro Z28.com website where we can bring news a little bit faster to you on the front page, a little bit quicker as things develop, pertinent news, that is. Well, we're going to continue moving forward with improvements this year, and possibly by the time you listen to this episode, you'll see it. We're doing some forum rearrangement and cleanup. As the community grows, as the Camaro ownership base grows, we wanted to make things a little more streamlined, a little easier to... less confusing.
Yeah,
navigate. So you're going to see some changes in the near future, very near future. Don't be confused. Things are just meant to be easier, and we're pretty confident they will be. Just give it time to get used to if you're not.
That's the whole goal of the forum rearrangement, just make it easier for you guys.
That's right. So we got to move on here. I made another video.
Oh.
Since we talked about our YouTube channel that we started way too late, and we're starting to add videos to it.
YouTube.com/CamaroZ28com.
Yep, and you can also just hit the button on the homepage of the website. It's right there. So when I was at SEMA, I met up with the guys called Deltran. That's the name of the company. And they make a product you probably know called the battery tender. And if you're a loyal listener, last fall and every fall, we talk about car storage tips. And inevitably, somebody brings up a trickle charger or a float charger or something along those lines. So when I met with the battery tender guys, I said, look, we do this podcast. It's really cool. We got a billion listeners, and people always call in with mentioning your stuff. So I plan to buy one. He goes, well, here, take one, try it, review it, get back with me in the spring, and tell me what you think of it. I said, no problem. So when I put my car in storage a month ago, I put a little video together showing how easy it is to install a battery tender on a 2010 Camaro.
It's pretty damn easy.
It is. I didn't want to make it complicated, but I wanted to show there's actually two options to it.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is buy it, and it's complete. That's the nice part. You don't have to buy extra cables. You don't have to buy extra anything.
Right.
And there's a little part in the trunk that I bet you people didn't know was there that I discovered, and I think it's cool. I think it's cool. So anyway, watch the video. It's, where's it at?
YouTube.com/CamaroZ28com.
And of course, tell us what you think of it. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Sold me.
Yep. All right. Well, we're clipping along pretty good, actually, for a change.
Yeah.
So what do we have for voicemails and emails, Chris?
Well, we've got one email this week that came into us and two voicemails. So you want to start it off there with the email?
Yeah. This comes from Bob, a.k.a. Camaro X, and he's our winner of the Camaro Lantern. Yes.
Yeah.
Camaro Lantern.
We also met him at Camaro Superfest.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, really, really cool guy. He won the Disciple-signed Camaro poster that I sent out to him. So he writes, Jason and Chris, Happy New Year. Thanks for the poster. It arrived yesterday in great shape. I had the idea to use all five generations in the pumpkin since the 2009 Camaro Lantern contest. I didn't have enough time to follow through the pumpkin design in 09. However, this year I found myself in the unusual position of having an abundance of free time. I probably put 6 to 8 hours finding photos and creating templates for the one through four generation.
That's dedication.
And carving the pumpkin. I was pleased with the results, and I'm glad you were too. I went out and bought a frame for the poster today so it would match my other items. I attached a couple of photos and sent those photos.
Yeah.
Very cool little shrine.
Yeah.
I don't have enough space to hang it with the other items, but that's okay. I've recently accepted a job offer and will be moving to Indianapolis back to work for me. That was a great Christmas present. Next winter, I need to pay closer attention to the winter storage tips on the podcast. I saw the BBOMG link on the main page and didn't remember seeing it before. When I went to the BBOMG forum and saw what it was all about, I was excited. Anyone that doesn't start out on the main page may miss something. The site redesign looks great. With all of my uncertainty and now the big move, I'm trying to get things settled so I will be able to attend the BBOMG. With no plant tour and being in Florida the previous year, it didn't make much sense for me to drive that far and take that much time off work. But with the plant tour and living closer, it's going to be difficult not to go. I may also make it back to Superfest in July. Thank you again to you and Chris for taking the time to the site and podcast for the site and keeping the podcast going, and to your families for allowing you to take the time. The poster is a great addition to my collection. Bob, Camaro X.
Thanks, Bob.
That was a very, very cool email. I liked that a lot. It was really neat seeing his shrine of Camaro goodies.
Yeah.
Because
I saw
a Camaro Z20. That's one of the first things I looked for. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. The Camaro Z20.com diecast displayed prominently. Thank you, Bob.
Series 3.
I am almost out of those.
Oh.
I don't have many left because Series 4 is starting to get some wheels, no pun intended.
It's getting some traction.
Yeah. And it's going to need all the traction you can get because it's going to be kick-ass. Bob, thanks again for that email. That's just a nice one. Yeah, we do take time from our families, do we not?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's part of life now. We like emails like that or voicemails, and we got a couple of voicemails to get to, but in the meantime, here's how to get yours in.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, you ready for some voicemails?
Well, we only have two, right?
We've got two this week, yeah.
Why are we so light on the voicemails?
I don't know, but, you know, you do know that there was a problem with Skype.
Yeah, it was down globally.
Yeah, the entire world for 2 days, and we think that might have something to do with it, because our voicemails come in through Skype. We do our interviews through Skype, which, I mean, if you listen to last week's episode, it said, stay tuned this week for an interview, a special interview.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that didn't go through because Skype was down.
Thanks, Skype.
We had it all set up. We were ready to go and...
Nothing.
Sunny beaches.
We didn't have a good way to bring a high-quality interview through other means.
No. So we're going to reschedule this.
Yeah.
And we'll bring it to you.
Yep. So in the meantime, we've got a couple voicemails. Kick them off.
Hey, Chris, Jay, Dave. Amber and I are on our way back to Texas. We are in Fort Worth, Indiana. Just listened to the Christmas episode. It's terrible. Fort Worth. We're in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Anyways, just wanted to make note of something. I guess talking about driving in the snow and snow tips and everything. I drove the Trans Am in the snow with 315, 35, 17 Nittos. For a few years, no sand in the back, no special tricks, nothing. Beat that. So, anybody out there that can do that, please let me know. Otherwise, that's pretty much it. Getting pulled over by cops. Jason, I can probably beat you on that. I've gotten off a couple of things, street racing, various different activities. If you're interested, I'll call in and tell you some of those stories another time. Otherwise, if anybody else is interested, Rick's Zeus Memorial Fund is still going on, so please check out the lounge at CamaroZ20.com and donate some money. Thanks, guys. Oh, bye, Chris, the gadget guy.
The what?
The gadget guy.
Oh. How did he? Did we talk about that?
No, but he saw it when he was here. Oh, Dave. Dave, driving. You used to be in Michigan, moved to Texas, and came home for Christmas. Met up with Dave and his wife, Amber.
Yep.
And he told me they were going to be listening to the podcast all the way home to Texas.
Oh, man.
So he said he would call in. So
I wish I could have. I wish I wasn't. I wish I was in town when he and Amber. I haven't seen him in forever.
Dave.
It's good to hear from you, Dave. Sorry I couldn't meet up with you, old buddy. Yeah, he's a wild man. Yeah. Dave's always been a little on the ragged edge of doing things crazy that just work out well.
Driving Nittos through the wintertime.
And I remember when he did that, and that wasn't a mild winter.
No.
Those things were a bitch. And he had a long way to drive, too, if I remember right. It wasn't just, you know, a couple miles to work. It was like, what, 30?
Yeah.
Oh, man. God, that's great. Drive safely as you can, Dave, and let's hopefully see you.
Call back again.
Yeah. Please do. Got another one?
We got another one.
Hey, Pedro, it's Postal Dave. No, I'm Postal Dave. No, it's Pedro. No, it's Postal Dave. No, I'm Postal Dave. Hey, guys, it's Cinco de Mayo. Bali, Prima. Oh, wrong person. Oh, hey, Jason, Chris, it's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's. And I had a serious question. I am considering on trading in the V6 and getting a V8 and getting the 2011. What would be the wish list that would be a good thing to go for? I still want to stay with red, but I'm leaning towards the cyber gray. You guys have a great new year. Look forward to all the great podcasts. And what'd you say, Pedro? Oh, he wanted to say hello or what's that? Buenas noches to the mudbone. All right, you guys have a good year. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Dave, with you and all your multiple personalities.
Well, the first was a Cheech and Chong episode.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Dave's not here, man.
It's Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff. I think the cops saw me. Who? Okay. I could do the whole thing line by line. And then he turned into Speedy Gonzalez, apparently, or something like that.
I don't know.
And then he had a serious question.
Well, it was New Year's Eve, so he was probably toasted.
He's probably driving his truck around, zigzagging back and forth, his mail truck, left-hand or right-hand drive. So he's thinking about trading the 2011 in the V6.
The V6 for a
2010 V6 for a 2011 V8.
Wow.
Why? Really? Well, why? Yeah, what do you want to accomplish, Dave?
Well, he wants a V8.
He just wants a V8.
I think that's what he said. All he said the V6 for a V8 car.
Whatever. You know. V6 is no slouch.
He wants to know what would be on your wish list for a V8 car.
Supercharger and a Z28 on the side of it. Fits. Make it happen today. I'm tired of waiting. God. Sorry, there's inner dialogue getting out.
To be able to purchase today.
My filter is off.
When do you plan on doing this, Dave? That would be my question.
Yeah, like springtime or next week or...
Yeah, because springtime is when they're going to... When do they move over to the model year change?
You know, normally I know this, but I can't think of it
usually
right now.
Usually it's in August. Yeah. But with the way the 2010 went into production and it went March, and then the 2011s, would they switch it? They switched over in July, August, didn't they?
Yeah, right. It was just a long 2010 model year.
Okay.
And now it's back on track.
Okay, so probably August is probably the model year changeover.
Yeah. You know who would be a good person to ask about this?
Who's that?
Fitz.
Fitz, let us know.
Yeah, I think we're on the right track, but let us know. And call in. No email. Call in. You've done it before.
Yeah. So he wants to know...
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I just do it the same way all over again. I get cyber gray with the Inferno orange interior. I mean, if it was me, but that's me.
And he's got a red car now, so if you just want another V8, get another red car.
Yeah.
Do you have the RS package now? I don't know.
I would definitely get that.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Halo headlights are just badass.
They're worth it in and of themselves, plus the extra bonus stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely
do that.
Or
maybe he wants to consider a Synergy series car.
Yeah.
For 2011.
Yeah.
And you know, if you get the, what is it, 2SS, you get the heads-up display.
Yeah, I don't even have that.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
So, it all depends on when you want to do it and what you can afford.
I don't know, but I was reading some rumors on Twitter. I don't know how good these rumors are. I like to surf around on Twitter and see what people are saying about the Camaro. 2012 Camaro rear view camera. That's what they're saying on Twitter. And I think it came from Inside Line.
I'm not allowed to comment.
I think it said rear view camera.
Don't know anything about it.
2012. Just passing along the rumors.
Well, I've also heard that there's complete interior
redesign.
Complete.
Right.
Complete.
Yeah.
Complete.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to comment.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, and this is just logical thinking, if you're going to have a rear view camera, you might as well have a navigation system built in as well. Doesn't that make sense? Unless they do it like my wife's Traverse has it built into the rear view mirror.
Which is kind of cool. We saw that on the...
Fire breather.
Yeah, yes. They had an aftermarket display. It was neat.
Navigation / rear view camera. That was really badass.
Yeah. Haven't heard much from those guys. We should check in with them.
Yeah.
Because Jin should be coming out rather
soon. The full trailer should be out soon.
Yeah. Ought to be cool. Those guys.
The movie was going to be out like March, April.
You know, because those guys are so darn cool and so in touch with the Detroit area, it just amplifies how cool this movie is to me personally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to wish list unless he's talking about aftermarket stuff.
Yeah, I don't
Dave,
know.
Dave, call back when you're sober again and let us know. Give us some more information to work with here.
Definitely. Jeez,
Pete. So, all right, that's it for voicemails here.
Right. So that brings us to our prize category here.
Yeah, we try to give a prize away every month to the best voicemail that's called in. But it's one winner per year, one prize per winner per year.
Right.
Well, for December, to our recollection, and somebody can correct us if we're wrong, but everybody that called in December had already won previously in 2010.
That is correct. And one of the episodes, we didn't even have any voicemails because it was an interview with Camaro Scotty.
Right, which is well worth a sacrifice. So,
yeah.
Having said that, we're just going to carry over the December prize, which is a vintage Camaro Z28.com laptop sling bag.
Yeah.
Brand new, unused. I uncovered it from the archives in the vault here. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, you get the idea. I guess I'm going to have to just sweeten the pot a little bit for January. I've got a Camaro hat that's brand new. It's got the new style logo on it. Yeah, it was given to me by an automotive supplier here in the Detroit area. I think they just give it away as freebies, but it's only available, to my knowledge, from this company and only if you're a warehouse distributor of their stuff. It's like, you know, it's a auto parts wholesaler.
Oh, okay.
So as far as I know, this is the only way you can get it, and I've got one.
Stuff that in the bag?
I'll stuff it in the bag, and then...
In the black bag?
Yeah, the shoulder bag, the winner, the prize is indeed black. Oh, okay. Cordura material with a Camaro Z20.com patch on it. So I'll just throw that in there. Maybe some other goodies. If you got a Camaro with no smooth locks, I'll throw in some smooth locks too. So this is kind of a bigger prize for January.
Yeah.
How do you win it? You call in. You leave us a voicemail that's good enough for us to declare the best of the month.
And this is a new year.
Oh, no.
So that means...
Postal Dave is going to ring our phone off the hook.
It means everybody is eligible to win again.
I got this terrible feeling he's going to call in while he's getting home.
Oh, don't give him any ideas.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Dave. We can't use it for anything. Anyway, speaking of prizes, I offered a free prize.
Right, last week.
And nobody claimed it.
No. I guess nobody wants a Firebird hat.
The first person who is a Firebird owner and can prove it, to call in and say, I'm a Firebird owner, I still love my Firebird, and I want the damn hat, gets a free Firebird in this, like, from like 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, a vintage IROC race hat.
Yeah.
A baseball style hat.
Brand new.
This was given to me by the head of Pontiac Historic Services. And I'm not much of a hat guy, so I just kind of put it on my shelf, and I came across it. I'm like, this would make a great prize for a Firebird owner, because we don't want you to think that we've totally forgotten about you guys because the new Camaro just kicks so much ass. But,
right.
You know, there was a snort.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I still haven't gotten anybody to call in. 586-486-3182. Say, Jason, I got a Firebird. I'll send you a picture. Give me the damn hat.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the damn hat.
Yeah.
How hard is it? Damn, pick up the phone.
Come on, Firebird, Trans Am, WS6, Firehawk.
Hell, I'll even say take Fiero. You know,
Fiero.
You know what? I'll make it a little complicated. You got to give us a 1-minute story about your car.
Yeah.
You got to tell us something about it.
Something.
Something truthful.
Something we got to use here, man.
Yeah. What kind of time are we up to, Chris?
We're almost there, man.
Well, one thing that we probably should have mentioned earlier in the show that we forgot to is that on Christmas Day,
yeah,
the Camaro Z28.com message board celebrated 13 years
Christmas
of service.
Eve.
That's what I said. Christmas Eve. Just before Christmas Day.
Yeah.
13 years
Holy
of service.
Holy cow. 13.
We got some interesting people posting on our board that day.
Yes, we do. Including pretty much the Camaro team.
The core team, anyway.
The core team from Chevrolet, you know.
And we got emails from Fitzpatrick and Cheryl and Settlemyer posted, and Al Oppenheiser posted.
Yeah, the chief engineer.
I don't think he posts on too many message boards.
Yeah, I don't
so
think
that
he
was,
posts on any message
that
board.
That was a special treat from Al. He's such a good guy. Snowmobile guy, too.
Oh.
Just like me. I won't get into my snowmobile, though. I got more issues with that shit.
We truly, truly appreciate all the kind words and encouragement and good memories associated with bringing basically the first threaded message board to the automotive community on the internet. And it's been a hell of a run. And like you had summed it up, it's not pretty much done in years anymore. I mean, you don't even think about it. It's just like breathing and drinking coffee every day.
That's what I said. Yeah. And it's true. It's just a part of your life. It's like a job that you don't think is a job anymore.
Right.
Waking up and brushing teeth and putting on slippers and then checking the mail,
right,
and then trying to grow the site. And it's been a great run so far. Yeah. I mean,
it's not like you're saying, you know what? I've been putting on shoes for 39 years now.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, that's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? As far as I know, and I'm not trying to be magnanimous about this, but as far as I know, we are the only enthusiast-owned major Camaro site left.
I think so.
To my knowledge. And that's not meant to be a slam of any kind. I just think that
it
tells you where our heart is in this.
Yeah.
After 13 years of the site, the board, and 14 years of the website itself.
Yeah. A long time, man.
You know, we say this a lot because we're proud of it. We didn't do it for money or fame or anything, recognition. We just did it because it just seemed like the right thing to do. You know, I like Camaros, and other people like Camaros. Let's come together here.
Let's all get together and talk about Camaros.
And that's really where it's been at. So, I'm pretty proud of what we've accomplished so far. We're not even thinking about being done.
No.
Would you stop wearing shoes?
No.
No. God, I hope not. So, we've got more to talk about going forward in the future, but unfortunately, I think we're Kind of running out of time
running
here.
Running out of time.
We thank everybody for listening all last year and being part of our community. If you're not a part of the community and only a listener, please join us.
Yeah, you can, you know, join the message board. You can see us on Facebook, on Twitter, and
if you
iTunes,
like,
everywhere.
And if you like the site, tell somebody about it. Yep. That's how we grow, and that's how we get better more and better people.
Word of mouth.
New people. Yeah. Let's keep growing and keep going, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.